astronomy, astrology, and good news tend to not all go together when she receives this. But in this case, when we celebrate the Easter, we do. Most of us when we hear astronomy through the scientists' scarcity telescopes, and that's their reactor. When we think of astrology, we think of crackpot magazines scrolled by the grocery store checkout counter. And usually when we think of good news, we think of Jesus Christ, as well we should. But how do these things all go together? Should they? Well, let's look at our gospel today, Gospel of Matthew, which tells to us the visiting the journey of Magi, the wise men, from the east, coming to Jerusalem, really scaring the pants off of everybody with their question, hey, where's the new king? And everybody's like, what the king? So you're going to be saying, you're going to be saying, what's going on? The text says that Herod and Jerusalem were frightened when they heard this, because I think the better translation was to be read. They were disturbed, disturbed by this. And so how does Matthew's recounting of this visitation of the Magi bring together these ideas of astronomy and astrology and good news? Well, I want to explore that for you today. From that, astronomy is essentially observation, the skill of observing what's happening in the sky. A particular emphasis on the night sky, but the sky in general, the stars, and astrology is the practice of divination, which ascribes certain meaning and significance to astronomical events. Astronomy looking up at the heavens and saying, wow, that's amazing, praise the Lord. And condemning astrology is like Jesus predicting the divination of the human race. However, God does use the heavens to communicate to people.
Looking at school systems and everything.
The scriptures speak of God setting the stars in the sky, and that He created first and major, He created the communities, and the glory of what God has done, and we look up to the sky to see the fingerprints of our Creator. In fact, some of the greatest astronomers in the history of Western civilization, Kepler and Copernicus, not the least of them, both looked to the heavens with new skills and instruments, and saw confirmation of a powerful and rational being behind what they were seeing. And so for them, the forays into the astronomical world confirmed the claims of the benevolent creator behind all this. What does all this have to do with Magi visiting Mary and Joseph and the baby in Bethlehem? We're going to go. So I want to share with you a little bit. We're going to dig into some history and some astronomy this morning. We're going to kind of geek out on you a little bit. But hang in there with me, because I think it's fascinating. Even if you're going to talk, hang in there with me. This is Fox Football Sunday. Coming up next, we had a couple of NFL coaching hires. And one guy hasn't placed a very
good
one. People have often long wondered, what exactly was the Star of Bethlehem? You see it in postcards, you see it in cards, you go on our Christmas Eve bulletins, it's like, right, shut the star, right, it's me, and it's shining down in nature, kind of like our Christmas tree, Christmas tree, and we so we think of the Star of Bethlehem in those terms, and it has conditions.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas,
bloating,
stomach pain, unexplained. just don't go faint.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news, EPI is manageable. But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms. Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by MD.
Derrick Henry,
so that record of
face either the Kansas City Chiefs or the Houston Texans, who meet today at 3:05 Eastern at Arrowhead Stadium. Earlier Saturday, the 49ers advanced to the NFC Championship game with a 27-10 win over the Vikings. Now it's the Packers or Seahawks who meet at 6:40 Eastern at Green Bay. I'm Isaac Law and Cron.
Century. Babylonians.
Now there's one. That's Barney Gumble comes back in.
This guy being snooping around the guest house.
See if he takes anything. He can take anything, even a sock. He's got one of these little bags inside the bags. Wait, didn't you just come in with one suitcase?
You might have the home where you have to, like, turn in yourself.
Go Jeter style?
Oh, yeah, or,
He wasn't making things up. As previous generations of scholars have
it's not a bad way to be.
Well, there's no such star as what he describes. Nothing that we know of fits his description. Therefore, he must
be an adventure of a lifetime. If you can survive to tell the tale.
Now, they may be the best.
Could be very easy.
with a guy as tender and as far as to just, you know, blow it up. Which in this rampant situation, being a granted player, a lot of young guys like yourself came in and played big roles on those teams right a while ago. So when we look at this squad, you got Michael Gallup. That's the only guy in your receiving core that's set. And Randall Cobb is probably got enough, what does he got, 1 more year on his deal, I think, 2-year deal. Let him go to Cooper Stott's side after the back end of the year. I don't know that I want to invest $17 million a year in him, which might be the rate.
Especially with the heavy receiver draft.
Right, you got a lot of money.